Maya Angelou said the following, and I quote, "I've learned that people will forget what you have said. People will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel." Whew. This episode, I want to kind of open up this conversation that I had with a couple people this week around emotional intelligence. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go. What is up, everyone? Hola, hola, ¿qué tal a cada uno de ustedes that are watching? Maybe you're listening. My name is Noan El Boricua, and I'm always excited to be able to bring a brand new episode, everything around cultura, everything around faith, y también conexiones, because we already know this is Fuel Pasión Friday, and if you're watching or listening to this on a different day, look, we're just excited that you're willing to check out Fuel Pasión, and it's something that, I'm not gonna lie, full disclosure, it's been a very hectic time personally in my life. We're so excited. Our youngest son just had recently his prom. He's getting ready to graduate. Don't want to disclose the school. Some close circles already know the school that he's going to be going to. But it's been just a really good time. I want to give beautiful kisses to my lovely wife. She had we celebrated a birthday. So not only did we have Mother's Day, but our son flew down. So I had my whole family, my two boys, my lovely wife. We honored and celebrated our queen on Wednesday. That was the day that it landed on her birthday. And then we went to go see the Dodgers. So we went to go see a Dodgers game as a family. Our oldest son, that was his first game since high school. And he's been out of college a couple years now. So it has been a very blessed moment. But it's in that moment, sadly enough, that as we know in this world, that there was some tragedy. And I didn't post anything because it, you know, with so much of that, as they say, the hustle and bustle in life of just setting up your family and make sure everybody's okay and everyone's good, we found out that Saturday, this past Saturday, that we had unfortunate news of what happened in Buffalo, New York, of this unfortunate shooting in a predominantly black neighborhood. That hurt. You know, I had some close friends of mine and family that reached out, and it's something where, you know, as many say that we're just tired, and more importantly, our black brothers and sisters are tired. But it was not only that, there was an actual, for those that live in downtown LA, you might have heard of, there was a shooting at Grand Central Market. I want to say that was the name of it, Grand Central Market, but it's a really famous spot in downtown LA where you come together and there was a shooting there. It didn't quite make it nationally on the news, but locally we know about it. And then we found out of what happened in Laguna Woods, just south of us here in LA, you know, in the Orange County area, that there was a shooting at a church, and it was unfortunate. And, you know, in all of these cases, we know that unfortunately there's fatalities. We know there's people that are injured. And we also know that there are some heroes in the midst of all of this. My prayers are for all families involved, communities involved. And again, I really, really hope that each and every one of us, que podemos orar, that we could pray for just our country and the world. But I also think that we continually educate ourselves, and more importantly, that we try to figure this out. And it's not going to happen in one day. But my hope is that let's continue to have dialogue and have the understanding to be able to go forward. I appreciate you guys so much for letting me kind of open up with that. I hope in this opportunity now, I kind of want to get into this. So I want to give a special shout out to Lauren and also Lily. We had a chance at work to kind of sit down and, you know, we've been celebrating, this month, just AAPI. And it's been really great to be immersed within the workplace. And I'm really grateful for you, Lauren, because we talked a lot. I can't, you know, you can never tell someone or our audience everything that the conversation is about, because there's some things that you kind of have to take in yourself and really seek to be inspired and kind of go forward and know what you want to do. But I do want to say this, what got me excited. I remember hearing like this term much of like, you know, when it comes to leadership, when it comes to being in a certain point in your career, or again, if you're a leader or maybe you're an athlete or an artist, there is this thing of like you have that IQ, right, intelligence, and then you have what's called the EI or the EQ, the emotional intelligence. And there was a really cool comment on that in our conversation where a lot of times we forget to value, depending on the role, depending on the team, the importance of emotional intelligence. Ahora, me vas a preguntar, yo, what are you talking about? What does that mean? All right, if you guys don't know what that means, look, I'm gonna put it here, the definition. My, you know, kind of Vogue here, Madonna status. And man, did you guys hear my shoulder pop? Man, I'm getting old. Okay, emotional intelligence is something that's really important. I think it's understanding the awareness, is understanding yourself, your emotions, your awareness of who you're in whatever room and place you're in. But it's also understanding the awareness of your teammates and the people and family and friends in your life. It's almost like that kind of a saying is like, hey, read the room, Noan. Read the room in order to have that conversation. Now, I'm going to pause here because I want us to kind of now say, how do we apply this now when we think about the workplace? All right. I'm not going to lie, man. One of the challenges of trying to record is when you're around a location where there's constant sirens and just a lot of movement going on. But enough with that. If you guys, I'm going to try to put some little background music, hopefully set the mood here. Now, here's the thing. When it comes to leadership, emotional intelligence is key for leaders. If you can't effectively communicate con tu familia, with your squad, your team, or even collaborate with others, then those technical skills will get overlooked. Sorry about that. The sirens, they just keep going up. All right, here's the thing. Leaders set the tone in their organization, en el equipo de ellos. And here's the thing. By mastering emotional intelligence, you and I will be more successful. Here's the thing, emotional intelligence helps you better understand and control your own emotions and respond in a way that leads to positive outcomes. I wrote this also here. It also allows you to better understand, and I've said this word, and empathize with others, of fostering trust and cooperation. See, in order to be an effective leader, es esencial to have a strong emotional intelligence. Now, I hope that in this conversation, in this video, and as you guys are listening, that I hope that we can develop this EQ, then we can be better equipped. Again, another tool to the tool belt, right? That will allow us to be able to handle any challenges that come our way. And at the end of the day, si queremos ser, you know, successful, tener esa victoria, we need to have some of these tools. And again, it's something that a lot of times we don't. Look, I'm gonna give a shout out to, I think women out there really understand this EQ. I even can tell you this, my abuelita understood how to tap into that. My abuelita can walk into my room when I was young and she knew when something wasn't right. Like, she knew how to read the room. She understood how to be able to empathize with me. She understood to give me ese abrazo, that little hug, and say, are you okay? Let's talk about this. It was something about that EQ of her, that awareness. And I know many can say, Noan, that's just that motherly grandmother love. But I want to challenge that. I think it's a little bit deeper than that. Now, there's an article that I read, and it's a really great article. It's by, I had it here. Okay, Lauren Landry wrote this article and she gives these four great points about understanding EQ. Now, again, I gave you guys the breakdown of what it is, but again, this EI, this emotional intelligence, is always understanding and to be able to manage your emotions, as well as to be able to recognize and influence the emotions of those around you. Now, they say, based on this article, that back in 1990, this was the first time it was coined by the researchers John Mayer, not the singer, but John Mayer and Peter Salovey. But then it was also really, it just kind of like blew up. It got really popular by psychologist Daniel Goleman. So Goleman highlighted many things that he did this research of understanding emotional intelligence. And one of the things that he said is that the most effective leaders are all alike in one crucial way. They all have a high degree of what has come to be known as emotional intelligence. It's not that IQ and technical skills are irrelevant. They do matter, he says. But he goes on to say, they are the entry-level requirements for executive positions. I'm gonna walk away from that. That's a mic drop. I just wanted to do that because It's so true, man. I think we don't understand the importance of it. And, you know, again, this article kind of talks about this very, like, again, simplifying it for each and every one of us. These four breakdowns of four competencies when it comes to emotional intelligence. We're talking about self-awareness. Woo, that's a good video for another day. Self-management, social awareness, and relationship management. I'm gonna just go on two. Actually, I'm making a pivot here, and I'm gonna go with two out of the four. And then next week's video, we're gonna embark on the other two. We know that we need to manage our emotions, but you also, tiene que leer el cuarto. I said that already a few times earlier. You gotta read the room. Social awareness describes your ability to recognize others' emotions and the dynamic play within your organization, your team, however that looks like. Now, here's the thing where you and I come in. We as leaders, right? If we excel in social awareness, that means que estamos practicando empathy. We understand that we need to strive to understand our colleagues, their feelings, their perspectives, which in return enables them to what? Poder comunicar and collaborate more effectively with peers. I'm gonna give you guys this kind of information here. It says, quote, global leadership development from DDI ranks empathy as the number one leadership skill. And let me tell you, this article was written a few years ago. And the fact that we know now that word has been actually at the forefront of leadership, we need to understand that it says, going on what it says, that reporting that leaders who master empathy performs at 40% higher in coaching, engaging others, and in decision making. In a separate study by the Center of Creative Leadership, researchers found that managers who show empathy towards their direct reports are actually viewed better performers by their boss. So I just think something that we always need to understand that emotional intelligence is tapping into empathy. Because when we communicate with empathy, you can better support your team all while improving your own individual performance. I think that's major. I think that's something that we need to understand. And the other one is really quick, is really understanding that management of relationship or relationship management. It's really like, how do you influence, coach, mentor others? How do you resolve conflict effectively? Now, we know that a lot of us don't like, you know, conflict, so we try to avoid it. But I think it's always good to be able to address it in a very proper way when they come to fruition. Again, studies and research show that there are unaddressed conflict that can waste about 8 hours of company time in gossip and other unproductive activities. That what does what? It puts a drain on the resources and morale. But here's the thing, and I leave you guys with this. Tú quieres ser tu equipo happy? That was really a Spanglish moment. If you want to keep your team happy, tener gozo, you got to sometimes have, serious moment. Leaders need to learn how to have tough conversations with their teams. Again, going to the survey by Society for Human Resource Management, 72% of employees ranked following, quote, respectful treatment of all employees at all levels, end quote, as a top factor of job satisfaction. There was a colleague that I had an opportunity to work alongside with and be his coach, and his name was Paris. Paris, if you're watching this, I know you remember all the conversations that we had. Paris, great basketball player, graduated from UNLV. Much props to you, sir. One of the things that I remember was that there were moments that I needed to have very tough conversations with Paris. And there were conversations for me that I knew the potential in my employee, but I just didn't know how to really have that conversation and hold them accountable. But it was in walking with empathy with Paris, and in return, again, the importance of having dialogue, that Paris really asking me questions as a leader and actually kind of rebutting some points, I actually respected that. I was all about being transparent and being new to moments, and that I always tell people, if I don't have the answer, I'll at least get back to you within a week to try to get the answer. Paris You made me a better leader. You made me realize the importance of that emotional intelligence and understanding to have that empathy and to be able to walk with people and that it's okay to have tough conversations. And I think for us as leaders, and maybe you're an aspiring leader in whatever area that you're going to be working in, learn to understand the importance of that emotional intelligence. I guarantee you, the more you tap into that, and we'll talk about the other two core competencies of emotional intelligence, I think the better we will become when it comes to leaders. And again, it's something that we just need to understand, right? Because we need to understand that if we communicate, we're gonna be good. If we can master emotional intelligence, that we could be able to what? Crear relaciones más fuertes, more relations that are even stronger. So here's the thing. If we want to be able to inspire others, if we want to create a more positive work environment, the beginning of all that really starts with emotional intelligence. It is muy esencial to have success in any kind of leadership role. So I close with this. If you want to be an effective leader, start by working on your emotional intelligence. Ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, the sirens keep going. I hope everything is okay within the community. I just want to say muchas gracias como siempre. I know that I haven't been really consistent. I owe you guys the two episodes that we recorded for the podcast on an audio version. That will be dropping soon. It's episode 3 and 4 of Don't Call It a Comeback. That is dropping soon. But more importantly, I hope that we just understand the importance of constantly seeking to be better. Read a book. Check out a TED Talk. Check out YouTube. Maybe you're watching this on YouTube. Or check out a video on IG. Maybe you're watching it on IG. Whatever that looks like. Continue to have those conversations and continually, as we say, iron sharpens iron. And our prayers and our thoughts continually go for all those that have been effective recently these past few weeks here in America with those shootings. Como siempre, mi nombre es Noan Cruz, el Boricua. We're all about la cultura, always growing in our faith. Como siempre, making those conexiones. Y como dice mi abuelo, oh, whoa, I can't say that. Hey, if you guys want to check us out on fuelpasionpodcast.com, it's been a minute, so I got to make sure I plug in all that good stuff. Como dice mi abuelita, que Dios te bendiga.